Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:10, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is July 28th. And today, another rather interesting day in the markets, and not least because, and I've posted a number of charts here today regarding the biotech sector, because it was such a darling of the investor community a year ago, because it had been trending so consistently for upwards of 4 years previous to that, and it actually bottomed in 2009. And yet, now that we are seeing increasing evidence of medium-term downtrends being broken, and there's some quite obvious outperformers, that it is attracting virtually no media attention at all. It also helps us to highlight the fact that there is a rotation going on within the equity markets, and certainly the biotech sector is well in there with a chance of outperforming in here. When we cast our eye a little bit wider, then today was another relatively quiet day on stock markets, and this lack of volatility, particularly following an impressive breakout on Wall Street, is really quite encouraging in that we haven't had clear downward dynamics. There hasn't been a surfeit of supply above the market, and not least because the Fed is still somewhat reticent about raising interest rates. There is no prospect of just about any other major the central bank raising interest rates. The ECB is certainly not going to do so. Neither will the Bank of Japan. What they're more likely to do is to announce greater monetary stimulus. The Bank of England is likely to employ additional quantitative easing. Then when we look further afield, China is still employing both monetary and fiscal stimulus. So you start adding all of that together, there is plenty of liquidity still sloshing around, and interest rates are still very low indeed. So that should, despite the fact that on paper valuations are no longer as attractive in nominal terms as they would have been just a few years ago, when we look at them on a relative value basis, and particularly versus bonds and yields and the desired spread that investors require above the so-called risk-free rate, well then equities still come out on top. And it is that consideration that is helping to support the equity prices such as they are. Well, Europe and Japan are both at rather pivotal areas, because both the Nikkei and the DAX and the Euro stocks are all trading in the region of their respective 200-day moving averages and the region of their respective progressions of lower rally highs that have been in evidence for over a year. And particularly for the Japanese, because we're anticipating that the Bank of Japan is going to make some form of formal statement tomorrow about its monetary stimulus. And that could potentially act as a catalyst to push the Nikkei higher to break that lower progression of lower rally highs. For Europe, there are still outstanding issues, because we simply just don't know how the EU's rules on bank recapitalizations and the bail-in of junior bondholders is going to play out in Italy. The Europeans have a very patchy record of employing rules universally across both small and large countries. Cyprus certainly has experience of that, being a small country, whereas Italy is the third largest economy in the Eurozone and one of the founding members of the Eurozone. It won't be so easily pushed around. So that represents an uncertainty that is part of the reason why some of the European stock markets have continued to underperform. If we see any form of clarity on that, not least in the form of monetary stimulus and even more particularly fiscal stimulus, then there is the potential for Europe to start to outperform. But we don't have it just yet. And I think it would be a one-way bet on Europe if we did get some kind of agreement on fiscal support for the markets, and not just monetary support from the markets. but that very much is in the future at present. Then when we look at the precious metals, having been really quite positive yesterday, gold was down very marginally, whereas silver was up a bit and it's back above the $20 area, and this continues to look like a consolidation which is unwound, short-term overbought conditions in an otherwise bullish environment. But when we look at the energy sector, well then natural gas, heating oil, gasoline, and most particularly crude oil prices were all in negative territory again in here today. So Brent crude is now down to $42.65, and it really isn't that long ago that it was trading north of $50. So this continues to look like the beginning of a right-hand extension phase to what was a type 2 bottom, and that we can anticipate there is going to be a great deal of volatility. And that is part of the reason too that I've been talking about a rotation going on within the stocks, because the energy sector has been the best performing large cap sector so far this year, because it was so depressed at the end of last year. But with energy prices rolling over, the ability of energy related stocks to continue to perform against that background has got to be questioned the lower the oil prices go. Whereas when we look at the biotech sector, then it has already had the big pullback, and it has got evidence of support building and progressively larger numbers of shares breaking their downtrends. And it isn't just in the biotech sector, in the water sector, in even the gaming sector, environmental services. Then we're seeing evidence of downtrends being broken and returns to positions of outperformance. So when we look at the world such as it is, then this remains a liquidity-fueled environment, and there is no shortage of liquidity. So I think giving the benefit of the doubt to the upside is looking to be the most logical course of action. And not to be too aggressive, though, to follow, but rather to use pullbacks as buying opportunities rather than to be chasing things that are overextended on the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.